Good afternoon, everybody. Just give you a little bit of the schedule for mini camp. We're going starting in the mornings. We'll practice in the mornings and then come back. We'll get together, watch and review the practice tape with the guys, and then do an install in the afternoon, and then we'll have a walkthrough in the afternoon. So a little bit different than the typical training camp day where we're, you know, at this time of year, we're going to practice in the morning and then come back, walk through in the afternoons, and then practice again in the morning. So we'll follow that schedule throughout the mini camp. Looking really from a goal standpoint at this mini camp, we've installed all our things up till now during the course of OTAs and in the spring. So we are not installing anything new for these guys during this mini camp. So it's basically a review. We covered first, second, third down situations today. We did a little bit of a move the ball situation where guys were off on the side just to simulate a little bit more of a game-like situation. From a tempo standpoint, all those type of things, everything's the same as OTAs. So got some good work today and pleased with that. And then we'll come back tomorrow, get some red zone in 2 minutes tomorrow during practice. As far as injuries today, we held Trent, and we will hold him for the rest of mini camp, more as a precautionary measure. Jordan Norwood has a hamstring that we held him as well, and the rest of the guys have pretty much been the same that they have been. We've been working Jordan Cameron back. He's been working back in to practice just fine. Take questions?
Coach, what's the concern level in the organization that injury with Trent could further? I mean, could it get any worse? Or is the organization concerned about that?
We're just holding him. He could have went if these next couple days. If necessary, but we're just being real precautionary about it. We don't want the muscle strain to get any worse.
Is it just making sure that he's going to be prepared fully for those preseason games and into week one?
That he has the full summer to get ready and prepare and, you know, get ready for the season and for camp.
Is it your expectation he will be ready day one training camp, though? He'll be ready and on the field?
Yes, that's my expectation. Anything else?
Hey, Chuck, when you're David Nelson, we saw him, he hadn't been here for OTAs. Can you tell where he is in his rehab?
He's in good shape. David's another one that he's real close. And again, if we maybe wanted to push him, we could have maybe pushed him out on the field at this point. But he'll be ready for training camp, and that's our expectations of that. It's good to be back. He had a great rehab with somebody he's real familiar and comfortable with. So we got that done. And he's a sharp guy. He's picked things up. He had an iPad with him. He has all the playbook with him, so he's been working on that in the meantime.
Any negative? I mean, I know you can't make these guys be here, but any negatives to him not being around the building the last 2 months?
The biggest thing for him was getting his injury right, his knee right. So that was the priority, and that was fine.
Coach, there's a report that Trent's injury. There's a concern if you push it with this type of injury, if you would push it too much, it could develop into a stress fracture. Is that the type of injury he's dealing with?
I don't know any of the medical things of what it could. He's got a strain right now, so we don't want it to get any worse than a strain.
Okay. You look at your two kickers. Is it going to come down to a handful of kicks in the preseason? Who's going to win that job? Or starting, in April, the whole body work?
We've really been charting now and looking at every practice and it's been close, and it's been back and forth. Obviously you get into the preseason and those games, and that'll be, a very important part of the process of evaluation. But it's ongoing all the way through. I mean, when we're out here going through two-minute situations and looking at those guys, the kick at the end of the game, and we're simulating a lot of those type of situations for those guys to go through.
Does Brandon, I know he's younger, does he clearly have a stronger leg than Shane?
His leg is stronger. It's good. With Shane here, a veteran guy that's been through a lot and been through a lot of games and kicking well. And both of the guys have been kicking well.
Chuck, you've had a lot of guys, returning kicks and that. Do you have your mind set on one or two, or from your standpoint, is it really almost like it's an open tryout to see who can shake out?
It's really open right now. And so we're working a lot of different guys. You guys probably saw it today. And again, getting the mechanics of the blocking and then timing of that together. So we'll continue to work a group of guys back there, and then we'll hone in and by the time we get into the preseason and into the games.
With Trent missing the OTAs and the mini camp, how, how much of a setback is that for him? Can he make that up pretty easily in training?
He'll be able to make it up. The key is that he needs to stay into it mentally and going through. And you're seeing him, he's getting mental reps and doing those type of things. And he's really stayed into it. I think he's excited about this next season, and his approach has been good.
Chuck, I think a lot of great running backs don't even, like LT, didn't quite even need a lot of time in training camp. Is that all that important for a running back?
The mental part of it right now, being a new system, is probably the most important thing. And then just getting into game shape. And, you know, some of that happens, as you get into the preseason games and guys are out there play after play after play. There's nothing like game shape.
Yeah. Coach, have you decided when camp comes how you're going to do things? And does it come from one of your previous stops? How much is maybe the schedule going to be your own thing now that you're
in terms of the schedule?
The setup, when you do things?
Just from different experiences, different places, working with different guys. And then every place is a little bit different in terms of the needs, and sometimes the weather affects it, and so you have to be flexible from that standpoint. But really, everything's geared towards being the best environment possible for the guys to be able to learn and pick things up.
So, like morning practices, afternoon?
We'll go afternoon practices, typically in training camp. Yeah.
Chud, obviously with Trent out, we've seen a lot more of Monterio and Chris Obanaya. Can you fill us in on what you think about each of those guys and how they fit into your system, you've seen from them?
Yeah, it's been a good opportunity for those guys to get some extra reps, and Monterio, really, just going back to the beginning of spring and April 1st, he's done a great job in the weight room. He's put some muscle on. He's picked the offense up well. He's, just watching him on tape, and, as a runner, he's got the natural instincts, and he's a slasher, and he's got good vision as a runner. And the thing I've really seen and been most impressed with is him catching the ball. I don't think he's dropped a pass out here. And so he's really worked a lot on his hands. Obi is the kind of guy who is just dependable, accountable. You know he's going to be there. You know he's going to be doing the right things. And his versatility really is something that will really help us.
When they're both in, it seems like, is Obi kind of in a fullback spot at times? Or when they're both in the backfield?
We're putting him around, moving him around quite a bit, yeah.
Coach, you mentioned the weight room. Any concerns because you're being cautious with Trent that he loses a little there leading up to August, that he's not able to do that type of stuff?
No, I'm not. No, not at all. Not at all.
A couple more guys?
Chad, last week you guys brought in Jim Brown, and mm-hmm. one of the things he's going to be doing is working with the guys off the field, Matt. Do you have any players right now that you're concerned about with anything off the field, either from a league standpoint or organizational?
No. No, we're working. The guys are working good here. April 1st, I said fresh start for everybody, and I'm pleased with the approach, the attitude, the energy of these guys. And just going one step farther, looking at the coaching staff and watching these guys out here and looking at just starting at the coordinators. You look at Norv and Ray and Chris, and, they're all great coaches. They're all great teachers. They all have different styles. So just for me to be able to stand back and watch these guys work has been really a pleasure to do that too as well, and get a chance to see them and see what they're like.
So I apologize if I asked you a question already. Can you talk about David Nelson? It's the first time we had a chance to see him. Is he ahead of schedule? Is he right on schedule?
He's on schedule. We're expecting him to be ready for camp.
Good sign that he's out here and actually able to even just run some routes. And is he
just move around a little bit? Yeah, it's good to see him.
Chud, just following up on Daryl's question, just to be really clear, there have been rumors that a Browns player could be suspended and could be handed down soon. Do you have any? Have you received any word of that?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, guys.